Now to Germany, where the anti-immigration party Alternative for Germany is on course for a big electoral win in the eastern state of Thuringia, giving the far right its first vote win in a state parliament since World War II. Up to 5 million Germans in the east were eligible to vote on Sunday. And according to a survey by ZDF, the state broadcaster, 36% of the under 30s voted for the AfD. However, their path to power is far from certain. The party is also predicted to finish a close second in the neighbouring state of Saxony. Derek Scally is Berlin correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Derek. Let's deal with the why first. First of all, why have voters in the East, and I suppose worth remembering that until the end of the 1980s, this area was under communist control, but why have they voted in such large numbers for the far right?
Well, I think it's largely a protest vote that, you know, 34 years ago they got this West German system of all these West German parties, and what they've effectively done is buried that system of sort of social democracy and Christian democracy, because Olaf Scholz's party, Social Democrats, plus the Greens and the Liberals have effectively been sidelined because they really won't really feature in the new parliament. What we have instead is Christian Democrats have done quite strong. They are the centre-right party, former and Chancellor Angela Merkel's party. But what you have is these two populist parties who are now going to be dominating and effectively controlling sort of the future of politics in eastern Germany. And a year ahead of the federal elections, that's a very interesting and worrying sign. The reasons, mostly frustration, fears over immigration, similar to what we're seeing across Europe and in Ireland now, and also sort of a frustration that, you know, many regional areas, rural areas have been ignored, but there seems to be an endless funding for refugees, for asylum seekers, and many people here are saying enough is enough.
But that path to power for them, other parties being urged not to work with them, is there any way for them to enter government?
No, the Alternative for Germany, every other party have said they are a far-right party, they're an extreme-right party. In German intelligence, it says it's in Thuringia, at least, it's a far-right extremist, effectively a neo-Nazi party. So everyone has said they're not going to work with them. But what they have seemed to have secured is a minority of one-third. So this is important in certain issues, including appointing judges or other institutional issues. You need a two-thirds majority in parliament. So even if the AfD aren't in power in eastern Germany, they will be able to dictate certain things. And I think that's what the AfD were looking for, just to get a foot in the door and to just become sort of an awkward party. They're saying this is undemocratic. We've topped the polls in this state. We should be the ones leading coalition talks, and the other parties are being undemocratic by not talking to us. So we'll be seeing a lot of that, I'd say, in the coming days.
Tell us a little bit more about their leader, their lead candidate, at least, Bjorn Höcke, who didn't win an elected mandate, but he's there, isn't he, on the list system?
Exactly. Bjorn Höcke is, I suppose, at the extremist end of what many people would say is an extremist party. He's from Western Germany, actually, interestingly. He moved east, and he really seems to believe in sort of high-end identity politics. He believes Germany has sort of been castigating itself unnecessarily over the Second World War. It needs to move on. And if sort of Western Europe doesn't sort of embrace its white Christian identity, it's going to be eliminated. And he's been touring East Germany to great effect, talking about, you know, every conspiracy, think of, you know, the great replacement theory and so on and so forth. So he seems to have struck a chord with Easterners, but it's not really at all clear whether this win makes him sort of a big man inside his own party, because the AfD is also looking to the federal elections next year in Germany. And this sort of, people would say, this is rather crude and this isn't going to perform very well in Western Germany. So it's done the business for them in Eastern Germany, but a year to election, it'll be very interesting to see if the rest of the party embraces this, or if they consider that's actually going to cost them votes in the West. So for now, the AfD is the big winner, but everyone is now looking towards September next year and the federal election, and whether the AfD will be able to repeat this trick.
Derek Scally, Berlin correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you.